Lesson 48. The New Australians. We interviewed some people who have emigrated to Australia and asked, is it all kangaroos and surfing?
I must admit that before I came here, I thought that Australia would be a rather dull place, you know, all beach barbecues and surfing, but no real culture. I was surprised when I came to work at Sydney University. There's a really lively cultural scene here. Australia has produced some outstanding painters, like Sidney Nolan, and world-class writers like Patrick White and Peter Carey. The film industry is pretty dynamic too, as well as famous actors like Mel Gibson and Nicole Kidman. There are some innovative film directors such as Peter Weir and Bruce Beresford. If you're looking for something to do at night in Sydney, you'll find a wide choice of opera, classical concerts, Shakespearean drama, Aboriginal culture, rock concerts, Broadway musicals, comedy, and cabaret. You're spoilt for choice, really. Of course, things are more limited if you live in a small town.
Well, you won't see many kangaroos in Melbourne, except maybe on the menu in a restaurant. They're great, really tasty, by the way. But it's true, most Australians live on the coast. We're a beach culture, I suppose, and yes, surfing is popular. Almost everybody lives in the big cities on the coast, because most of the country inland is desert and farmland. Farming is mainly sheep farming. Somebody once told me there were 7 sheep for every Australian. That's a lot of sheep. Mining is also big here. We're the world's biggest exporter of coal and diamonds. My family came here from Greece in the 1980s. In fact, Melbourne has one of the largest Greek communities outside Athens. One of the things we found hard to handle at first in Australia was the feeling of being isolated. Australia is a long way from Europe. Flights take about 24 hours, and they're not cheap either.
Sure, surfing is part of the beach scene, but it's not the main leisure sport. Because the weather's so good, we're an outdoor people. Bushwalking, fishing, horse riding, tennis, golf and sailing are all popular. We take sport very seriously, and we've produced great cricket and rugby teams, Olympic swimmers and top cyclists. We're proud of our country. There are loads of really spectacular places to see in Australia. The Great Barrier Reef is the biggest structure on Earth made by living things. Then there's the outback. That's the desert and semi-desert area in the middle of the country. It's a great place for trekking, or what we call bushwalking. And you can see some amazing animals, koalas, emus, echidnas, possums, dingoes, and kangaroos, of course. One of the most interesting places to visit is Uluru, which we used to call Ayers Rock. It's really impressive at sunrise when the red rock changes colour. By the way, if you travel in Australia by car, take care on the roads. Most of them are in pretty poor condition. And then there are the road trains, huge trucks with two or three trailers. And look out for snakes and spiders. Australia has the most poisonous collection in the whole world.
There's definitely much more to Australia than kangaroos and surfing. When we came to Australia from Scotland over 10 years ago, we soon realised that Australian culture is a marvellous mixture of many different cultures. Apart from the early Anglo-Irish settlers, since 1945, the population has become more cosmopolitan, with immigrants from Italy, Greece, Yugoslavia, Turkey, Thailand, Vietnam, and Cambodia. You can see all these influences in modern Australian cooking. We call it fusion food, a brilliant mixture of delicious Mediterranean flavours, Southeast Asian spices, and native Australian food. For me, there's one bad thing about Australia, though. That's the way the native Australians, the Aborigines, have been treated. They now make up less than 1% of the population. The new Australians took all their land and left them with virtually nothing. Most Aborigines live in deplorable conditions, while the rest of us are quite well off, and they seem to be invisible. For example, you never see Aborigines in TV adverts. The typical Australian is always blonde and blue-eyed. I think that's unfair. The government is trying to improve things, but it seems a bit late.